Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today, we take you on a short journey 20 miles west of the city to a lovely little village called Downers Grove, a place you should call your hometown. Hop aboard. It's the Your Hometown Tour, sponsored by McDonald's and Poogie Mazda of Downers Grove.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pronouncer. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker, 737. We're going out to, I don't know if we're actually going out to Downers Grove right now, but we're going out to a guy that runs the Tivoli Theater. Chris Johnson, are you there? Chris? Okay. Chris? I'll keep going.
Oh, yeah, hey, there we go. Great.
I'm just gonna keep saying Chris until somebody answers. Chris?
You know
Chris?
What? Yes, excellent. I'm in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Arriving in Downers Grove after midnight. So excited to be here.
Whatever you're doing there, it stays there, right?
That's right. Probably the best thing I did was watch Top Gun Maverick today.
Are you allowed to say, is there an embargo on what you think of it?
You know what? Let's, between you and I, it was awesome.
Fantastic. Great.
I didn't know how they were going to do it. So, that was 1985.
Yeah.
And it seems unthinkable, but it was incredible. I mean, really. I mean,
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was awesome. So anyway, sorry about that.
Will you be booking that into the Tivoli down the road?
I will. And I'm actually probably putting it in the original 1,000-seat theater and also the little Willis Theater, which we just built 2 years ago, or actually a year ago.
Well, I love movies, first of all, and so obviously I love movie theaters, and I'm disappointed in myself that I've not been to your theater because it looks absolutely incredible, and I do understand that it opened up in 1928, and yet
yes,
yeah, and it's you are still operating it. How do you do it? I mean, you 1928. How old were you? I'm kidding.
Our family actually bought it in 77, mm-hmm. and then the operator left a year later and put a sign on the marquee that said closed for remodeling, was kind of skipping out of town, so got into the theater business by accident, so and have been open ever since, except for this little short break we took.
I was gonna ask you about that. How has all of this past few years in theater, movie theater attendance and box office, streaming, how have you dealt with all of that at the Tivoli?
Well, it was insane. We mm-hmm. were closed 13 months there.
Wow.
And, yeah, never figured that, that would happen. And probably the biggest thing that I didn't really realize was the idea that we didn't have any movies, we were just playing old movies and you think of a restaurant and once you're able to open, you have new food and all that, but mm-hmm. we were kind of like a restaurant with no food. And
right.
So, now the studios are bringing the movies back. So it was very challenging. It was actually kind of funny that one of our big things during the pandemic was we would sell the marquee and we would do all sorts of messages up there, happy birthday to their dog and all these other cute things, wedding proposals. So it was very challenging, but we made it through.
Yeah, well, that's a great attitude. I mean, okay, we can't show films. What are we going to do? Well, let's sell signs on the marquee. I love it.
Yeah. We sold popcorn too. You can't get enough popcorn. Although we were selling them giant bags, and I think people couldn't finish the giant bag, and so the first week was out of this world, and the second week a little less. And we did that a couple times.
Well, I was reading some of your bio, and speaking of popcorn,
yes,
you actually started clearing out the basement as a kid, And then an usher, assistant manager, manager,
yep.
concessions manager, and operations manager.
Yes.
All while going to school.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I was a commuter. I'm actually, you know, people talk about their college career. I commuted to College of DuPage, and then I commuted to UIC, and then I commuted to University of Chicago.
Wow.
So 9 years of commuting while working full time. So.
Yeah, that's dedication.
Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, is owning a movie theater everything that you thought it would be? I mean, it's got to be an amazing experience, I would think. But then, I'm looking in from the outside. So
there is a lot of tears. There's a lot of joy,
yeah.
And it's just like the movies, you know, in a way. And yeah, so the highs are really high, and
yeah.
You know, and then you know, it's probably the only industry where you have zero control over your success. When it comes to the product,
right,
you know, you don't make the movies. And, so, you know, if there aren't any movies, it's tough, but I don't like to tell people this, but when it rains, like a light drizzle, that brings everybody inside. And so I'm kind of the guy that, you know, oh, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to drizzle, but I don't say that out loud.
So. Of course not. How many people sit in that original theater, the Tivoli?
Original theater is 1,012.
Wow.
We can expand it a little bit when there's like a live performance. But yes, it's probably one of the few 1,000-seat theaters around still.
Are you open for business now?
We are.
What are you showing?
We are. Well, now you're catching me off.
Oh, sorry.
Off guard. No. I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it actually was Sonic.
Yes.
The Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Oh my God.
Batman. Oh, Spider-Man.
Fantastic Beast.
Okay.
Fantastic Beast. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've noticed, and I'm sure everyone else has, with the. With the challenges of owning a movie theater these days.
Yes.
And as I understand, the Tivoli basically is now a two-screen operation.
It is.
Right.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But even before the second screen, as a one-screen operation, that's a rarity. We have multiplexes. You know, they've got movies running all the time, all different kinds. But I've noticed in the past few months that if you want to have box office, you put in something like Sonic the Hedgehog,
yes.
Seriously, or Batman or Spider-Man. I mean, I read an article that someone, a Hollywood Reporter or something, said that they felt Spider-Man saved the movie industry because
it did so well.
It did unbelievably well.
The crazy stat on Spider-Man, not only was it the third biggest movie of all time, but this is the crazy thing. It stayed in theaters for 88 days, and then when it went to the home market, it is the number one, mm-hmm. they call it, electronic sell-through ever in the history of digital selling movies.
Right.
And the crazy part about that is that just shows you can do a giant box office and you can do the streaming. So it's. I think there's a new sort of awakening that the box office still is important.
You also have other Tivoli businesses, I understand, too, right? You've got a bowling alley and a hotel. Is that?
We do.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. The building in 1928, you know, it actually had a restaurant at that time, a hotel and a bowling alley. And it was, you know, quite the place.
Do you know the first movie to ever play there?
I do. It was, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well. It was Fazil. I think it was Fazil.
F-A-Z.
Maybe I'm thinking of.
No.
Yeah.
That's it. More.
Yeah.
We'll give you the music from that movie and the plot when we come back with more.
Whoa.
Oh, yes, man. I love these movies. Here on 720 WGN. And if that sounds like it's really old, it's because it's really old. Today, Downers Grove is your hometown on 720 WGN, and we're talking to Chris Johnson, who's the owner of the Tivoli Theater, and that, Chris, is, as far as I know, part of the music that was used for the first movie ever shown at the Tivoli in 1928. As you mentioned earlier, I believe it's Fozzil or something along those lines, F-A-Z-I-L, right?
I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. But it also reminds me that this was a silent film, but the Tivoli's one of the first movie theaters to have sound, right?
Yeah. So it was the I don't know if it's a rumor or if it's a fish, the second theater built for sound.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was people that, but it was specifically, you know, built with the acoustics in mind for talking films. So,
right.
What
kind of sound?
I don't know if that's in the area or, you know, the Midwest. I'm not 100% sure.
Speaking of sound and film, for that matter, how many upgrades have you had to perform over the years to stay current?
You know, that is a good question. So when film was in place, there weren't too many upgrades. I mean, certainly there was, the sound was probably the one that advanced the most. But then back in 2011, it went to digital projection.
Yep.
And then we've been, you know, upgrading it since then. I will say once we got into the digital era, you know, there's a lot more upgrades that kind of come more often. So, but we definitely take, you know, our presentation very seriously.
And it's not cheap doing those upgrades either.
No. It's, you know, you went back to the single screen theater concept, and the reason there aren't too many single screens is because it really doesn't, you know, it's tough to make money because you live and die by that one show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we operate classic cinemas, which we have quite a few theaters, but this was our first. And so it's kind of like that old car that you keep fixing and making better and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it really is a hobby, kind of a community service and just a great time.
By the way, the Tivoli is at 5021 Highland Avenue in Downers Grove. We never got the address on there. You want to hear the film synopsis plot of this movie that played in 1929?
You know, yeah, let's do it.
All right. From what I understand, it is a Howard Hawks film. And here we go. Although faithful to the traditions of his race, the Arabian prince Fozzil is reluctant to take wives so that he may produce an heir. He is a man for whom women, as yet, hold no interest. During a business...
Sorry.
No. It's fine.
I can relate.
That was exactly my reaction. During a business trip to Europe, he meets a young French woman, Fabienne, with whom he falls instantly in love, and she is equally taken with him, and after a whirlwind romance, they agree to marry. Too soon, their different customs begin to drive them apart. And when Fabienne invites an old male friend of hers to have dinner with them, Fozzil is incensed and returns to his home country, satisfied that their marriage is over. Unable to forget him, Fabienne heads after him, but is shocked when she finds he has assembled a harem. Beautiful women.
Wow. That's pretty racy.
The unpleasant realities of life in a foreign land and customs that are strange to her and him cause regret. That's all I have. I don't know anything else.
Well,
I don't know how long it is.
You can see me. I'm blushing.
Well, it sounds like a good movie to me. I've got to see if I can find it somewhere.
I'm waiting for the remake.
Howard Hawks, you know, Howard Hawks was a huge, very successful filmmaker. So,
you know, and I'm pretty up on my film, but I don't go back that far.
Well, I know not. Yeah. Well, it has been great talking to you, Chris. Good luck out
you
there
too.
Thank you. Theater, and anytime you want to come on and talk movies or anything else in Downers Grove, don't hesitate.
I'd love to. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah. Chris Johnson, Tivoli Theater. Downers Grove, Illinois, built in 1928. And they do have, they've had, and probably will in the future too, live performances by I guess Los Lobos and Poi Dog Pondering, and others. So that's pretty cool.